Well, there I was at Lovell's hoping to do some live twittering from the AIPPI lecture with Lord Hoffman, and the Lovell's wireless internet connection kept saying timed out, so no connections from that. But there we were, the cream of the IP community gathering to hear a 75-year-old law lord talking about his cases and his experiences. I sat down in the easy chairs, as I said in my last tweet, and the gentleman opposite, who was also resting his limbs, you know, as we old people do, said to me, as he got up to move on to the lecture theatre, he said, "Didn't we last meet outside the Japanese patent office?" And of course we did, because this was David Hardesty, who used to be a great icon of the AIPPI organisation, but he turned himself out to see Lord Hoffman, and he asked the question afterwards, so he's in pretty good form. Now, what did we learn at this wonderful lecture? Well, probably the most important thing that Lord Hoffman had to say to us was that it was all about interpretation. And whether you were interpreting a tax statute or a patent claim, or even the House of Commons expenses, it was about the resilience of language tested to distress. He illustrated this by a story about his wife asking him when he was about to do the washing up, and a good man there doing the washing up. She told him that why didn't he put on his umbrella, and he immediately went off and put on an apron, and without demur he knew exactly what his wife meant, and he felt that patent claims should be interpreted in a similar fashion. That's pretty generous, really. I mean, we can all take a holiday, have a few beers and draft any old rubbish we like. Sounds great. He also gave us an interesting confession, he said it was a confession, that when he drafted his judgment in Kirin Amgen case, he'd sent it off to Peter Meyer Beck to see what he thought about it. And but then he did say he, you know, the decision was made and there was going to be no changes. And although he'd got back a detailed commentary about the German law of equivalence, which he said he didn't understand, and that's fine because I don't either, he carried on issuing the judgment unaltered. So there's no real scandal there, but then he's hoping for a great career as a teacher. So, you know, he's not going to make any confessions, is he? Now, this was a couple of hours long lecture, at least an hour, and he ended up with looking forward to a patent court, a European patent court. It's bound to happen sooner or later, he said. But meanwhile, there are some problems with the Board of Appeal procedures. The time it takes, nobody's going to complain about that, except those people who want to keep their patents in force when they're hopelessly invalid, and also their approach to evidence and cross-examination. He did say also that he wouldn't mind being asked to sit on the enlarged Board of Appeal. So, Alison, if you feel like having a little extra help, or the Board of Appeal, of course, because they are entirely independent of you, feel like having a little extra help from a retired law lord interpreting those 94 amicus curiae briefs, Lord Hoffman's your man. So, bye for now.